Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
The 2018 NFL season is upon us, and it's time for our sixth annual Tiki and Tierney Training Camp Two-A-Days as we visit all 32 NFL camps to preview the upcoming season.
Denver Broncos, 5-11, last in the AFC West. The Super Bowl 50 champs have fallen from grace, going from 9 wins in 2016 to just 5 last year. The defense is still stacked with Von Miller, Brandon Marshall, and Chris Harris, but the real questions linger at quarterback as Case Keenum takes over.
We're real excited about the fact that the Case is here. He is, as we talked about after the season, that we needed to upgrade at that position, and we got our guy.
Can Keenum repeat his breakout 2017, or will he fall back into the struggling QB we saw his first 5 seasons?
All right, let's see. Any team with some quarterback issues, or at least unanswered questions, is generally a team you can't invest a whole lot of faith in, kind of a week-to-week proposition. We'll see what the quarterback position yields for the Broncos this year. This guy's caught a lot of passes, some touchdowns, former Broncos, wideout Colts as well. Tough guy and opinionated. His name is Brandon Stokely, who's back here on Tiki and Tierney. What's going on, Brandon? How are you today?
I'm doing great, guys. Thanks for having me again. I appreciate it.
Yeah, man. I mean, listen, you told us a couple of years ago that you were just not feeling the vibe that Paxton Lynch was putting out there in terms of work ethic and commitment or true passion for the game. Looks like you were right. I mean, next step, he's out the door, huh?
Yeah, you know, you're kind of continuing to see the same as far as production on the football field, and that's what we've been seeing every day in training camp, just a lot of inconsistencies with him. He struggles with accuracy, struggles with processing information and delivering the ball on time and accurate.
Is that all? Is that all?
Yeah, that makes it tough to play quarterback in the NFL. So, and that's what you saw the other night from him in the preseason game. Yep. It's not good enough. You know, just flat out not good enough. The Broncos have finally, I think, faced reality. You know, they made a lot of excuses for this guy the last couple of years. And heading into this season, they were continuing to make excuses that, you know, he hasn't stayed healthy. He hasn't been able to play in a lot of games. He just needs more reps. But, you know, when you're Mr. Irrelevant, who hasn't practiced at all last year, is really a rookie, looks a lot more competent and is executing at a far higher level than your former first-round draft pick. It's obvious to everybody that was watching that, you know what, this guy needs to be the second-string quarterback. And Paxton, you know, how do you go back to this move if you're the Denver Broncos? You can't.
Yeah.
Paxton, they're going to try to trade him, or inevitably they might just have to release him.
Yeah, no, it sounds like that. And you know, Brandon, you talk about Chad Kelly, who has now moved into the second slot behind Case Keenum out there in Denver. And we remember Chad from college. He had some off-the-field issues that made him fall. You know, what do we see in him? Because there's a chance he plays at some point this season, whether injury or otherwise. What does Chad Kelly bring to this Denver Broncos team?
Kind of what you think. You know, hard-nosed kid who's going to fight and claw. He's a gamer, brings a lot of energy. Guys love playing for him and with him. And a guy that, you know, looks better in games than he does in practice. And he's looked good in practice. He's had some really good days. He's had some average days. Kind of what you would expect from a young quarterback.
Yeah.
And that's what you've seen from Chad Kelly. But he goes out there in the game, and it wasn't perfect. You know, he threw an interception and could have had one other one picked off. But you know what? After he threw the interception, what I loved is he hung in the pocket, next pass, and delivered one right over the middle in tight coverage for completion. The game, the stage is not too big for Chad Kelly. And he's just getting better and better every single week. And that's what you want to see from a young quarterback.
Yeah, okay. He might end up being a steal.
Yeah, nice report right there. Sixth annual Tiki and Tierney Two-A-Days talking about the Broncos right now with former Super Bowl winners. Got two of them, former wideout. Mm-hmm. His name is Brandon Stokely. He's with us here on Tiki and Tierney.
Hey, Brandon, last year towards the ends of last year and then after last year, it was some like inklings that Vance Joseph was on the hot seat, that he might get fired after one season. What's the feel around the head coach and the decision that could come forward after this year with him?
Oh, he's on the hot seat. You know, you go 5-11 for the Denver Broncos, and and more blowout losses than any other team in the NFL. You're on the hot seat. John Elway said at the end of the year he was going to sleep on it to determine if Vance Joseph was coming back or not. I guess he had a good night's sleep because Vance Joseph was retained. I thought it was the right move. You want some consistency and continuity with your coaching staff and made a few changes there with some other coaches. I like what I've seen. But obviously NFL and coaches know, look, I mean, if you go 5-11, you better have a lot better year the following year. So he realizes his situation, and we've seen a different Vance Joseph. I think anytime you're a first-time head coach, look, there's some growing pains there, and there's a learning curve there, and I see a different guy out there, and hopefully that translates into wins.
I'm curious what your opinion was. Obviously, it's a divisional rival. When Kansas City elected to jettison Alex Smith, who's won a lot of games, he never gets enough credit, but he's good. Now he's with the Redskins, as we know. And we all know Mahomes has a rifle. His dad played in the big, so he shouldn't be afraid of the stage here. And they got weapons everywhere. But did you think that that was the right move? And is that maybe a case where you take two or three steps back early for a bigger step back, a bigger step forward late?
Right. I didn't think it was the right move. You saw the year Alex Smith had and the weapons that they have around him. I thought that would be an offense that continues to get better, but that's an NFL move. It's a younger quarterback, a cheaper quarterback, and you're always looking for the next best thing and the next great quarterback. And they made a move. They liked him, and that's what you have to do. You have to get the guy on the field and play him. You can't let him sit on the bench for 2 years. So it's just one of those moves that you have to make in the NFL if you're an organization. You keep your fingers crossed that he turns out to be the player that you think and hope he can be, because if not, now you have a great opportunity to be a really good football team, and now you can't do it because you messed up the quarterback situation. So it's going to be interesting to see how it plays out. I understand why they did it, but, Alex Smith, like you said, underrated quarterback that just was getting better and better in that offense and that system with all those weapons around him.
Yeah, jump back to your team, the Denver Broncos here. As a testament to how bad their offense was, the defense was top five in the National Football League and only won five games.
Right.
And that just doesn't compute, really. But they got stronger. Bradley Chubb drafted in the first round. It's a kind of steal the way it happened. He falls to them and they take him. Now he's got bookends with him and Von Miller. How's he looked in camp, and how's this duo going to play out, especially out in the West, where there's a couple of teams that have really good duos that are rushing a passer?
Yeah, he looks great. A guy that's big, strong, physical, and is very athletic. So he's one of those types of pass rushers that, you put him on the opposite side of Von, and you got the makings of some really two good bookends. And they got great depth. I mean, you're talking about, Shane Ray, former first rounder, who, if he's healthy, he's going to have a really good year. Shaq Barrett is another really good football player. And then, the pass rushers inside should be better also. DeMarcus Walker, second-round pick out of Florida State 2 years ago, didn't do much last year's rookie season, but should be a better football player this year. Still have Derek Wolf. So they have some interior pressure to go along with that outside pressure. I think the concern is, you look at the inside linebacker position, Brandon Marshall, Todd Davis, the depth there. And then the secondary, you lose Aqib Talib. You still have Chris Harris. Now Bradley Roby goes from being the third corner to being a starter. And then who's going to be the next guy? Is it going to be Tremaine Brock, who they signed, who was injured last year with the Minnesota Vikings, has been injured throughout camp. He's back now practicing. They're really high on Isaac Yiadom, quarterback from Boston College, rookie, who did some good things this past week and was in some good positions to make plays against a really good, he started that game against the Vikings, but just couldn't quite make the plays, but I like what I've seen from him. And so the lack of depth at the cornerback position could be an issue, but defensively, they should be an improved defense.
Okay, we're talking to Brandon Stokely, two-time Super Bowl winner, and he's with us here on Tiki and Tierney. Tiki and Tierney, two-a-days, the Broncos. It's not the shiny new weapon that maybe the Vikings got, but he got a new quarterback, and it's funny, we touched on Lynch, obviously, as a failed, without being rude, but he's a bust. It is what it is. Case Keenum's a guy that he doesn't inspire a ton of enthusiasm, but he is solid. I guess the fear is, though, Brandon, that last year was a bit of an anomaly, and now we kind of revert back to his previous career arc. Who is he?
Yeah.
Who is Case Keenum?
Well, that's the million-dollar question, really. You're hoping, Broncos country is hoping that they get the quarterback that we saw last year. And I think, you know, as a quarterback, you grow and you learn, you develop at different levels. And I think we will see more of the quarterback that we saw last year from Case Keenum. This offense is happy to have a guy like that, where you don't have a quarterback competition. You have one guy. You have one voice. He's a great leader. Guys love playing for him. And that goes a long way in that huddle, in that locker room. Mm-hmm. Now, can he go out there on the field and get the job done? Obviously, it's going to be a new system for him. Bill Musgrave is the offensive coordinator, new pieces around him. So it's going to be different. What Case Keenum will show up, we'll see. But I think you'll see more of the guy that you saw last year with Minnesota than you saw maybe his first few years in the league.
All right. Brandon. 104.3 the fan. We know you're doing your thing there, but one question for you.
You're a troublemaker.
Are you all good with Marquette King? I mean, come on.
Look, I've always been good with him. It was just an interview that kind of spiraled out of control there, and you know, just doing a basic interview, and he really didn't want to say a whole lot, which was fine, and it just kind of took a life of its own, and no issues with Marquette King at all. He's actually my partner Zach Bye and myself. You know, one of the biggest off-season acquisitions for the Broncos. You talk about need an upgrade, and this is a football team that's going to play field position, and this guy can flip the field. He's got a great leg.
Yep.
It was actually a fun, entertaining interview that just kind of went sideways there after a couple other shows started running with it. But no problem at all with Marquette King. But I'll tell y'all somebody that you need to watch this year, and that's Cortland Sutton, the second-round pick out of SMU.
The wide receiver, yep.
Yes, every single day is out there making Randy Moss type of catches.
Now, wow.
He didn't make any big plays against Minnesota, played a couple series, but he's a young player. Mm-hmm. He gets it, he works hard, and he's got the body type for a rookie to be able to make an impact early.
He was projected as a first-round pick most of last year, and then
right.
He slid to second, as you just said.
Right.
So, no, that's a name we both know well. I've seen him play a little bit. I do like him quite a bit. All right, Brandon, good spot. Appreciate you, buddy. Thank you very much.
As always.
Hey, guys, thanks for having me. Y'all have a good one.
Be good.
There you go. B. Stokely, 2-time Super Bowl champ.
Yeah, man. He's good, man. He gives you.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.